Okay.
Request for information. Request for information.
Did you finish your report, Teresa?
Oh, one more thing. I did see an email that I didn't get a chance to ask about on the National Finance Committee, but I saw an email saying that NETA had not received the final figures for our KPFT last pledge drive. So maybe Duane has some additional information on that.
Okay.
I have a request for information.
Seth, what is your request for information?
I would like to know if I am correct that our representatives from the National Finance Committee have no report. Is that correct?
I do have a report, but I chose to use the time to answer you guys' questions. I want to be very clear about that. I can make a report, but I think it's more important to use the time to hear what you want to know if I have the answers to it.
And my report is twofold. It is, I hope in the future that we will have the KPFT figures, because what we discussed in the National Finance Committee, they had requested we not give out until it had been approved.
Teresa, please. I'm asking the members if they have questions for any of the national members.
And I had a question of Duane Lark.
Okay.
And that was,
Teresa, please. Did you receive the floor to speak?
Okay.
I'm asking Teresa Allen, who else have questions?
Bill?
Teresa, who else?
Linda. I would like to be on the stack.
I'm sorry?
Ted. Ted would like to be on the stack.
Okay, yes.
Linden would like to be on the stack.
Teresa, Ted Weiser, Linden. Okay.
And Marquisha.
Anybody else? I'm Marquisha.
Marquisha.
Yes, I have Marquisha too. Okay. We start Teresa Allen. What is your question?
My question is, does NET have the final figures from our last pledge drive been submitted?
To who? Because no one has asked for them.
I saw an email saying that from NETA saying that they had not received the final figures on our pledge drive.
Okay, but who did the email go to asking for the figures? That's the issue. So
it went out to the it was an email to the National Finance Committee, I believe.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. You know, I understand. Okay. It's a trying
Marquisha,
time. So,
yes. Marquisha, you didn't receive any request from NETA. Okay, thank you.
No, and I'm saying we never do.
Okay, thank you very much. Bill, what is your question?
Thank you. Teresa, partially in response to that, I don't know what NETA requested, if anything. I'm not on the Finance Committee anymore, but the chair of the National Finance Committee requested the number of fund drive days, not dollars, days, for the fund drive since the beginning of the fiscal year. So you might give him that information. Question I had was, I guess, for both of you. I'm just really concerned about Pacifica's overall finances, and especially how much we owe our critical service providers, and especially NETA, and also progress on coming up with payments for the big loan. The situation kept getting worse last year, all last year, early this year. Last I heard was the amount that Pacifica owed to NETA was up to like $168,000, and that was about a month ago. And I'm really worried we're going to lose them, that they're going to stop working for free, and we're going to be stuck.
Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if I don't mistake, this part of the meeting, we are questions to the national members. So you are one of the
That's
national
what
members.
I'm doing.
Do you have a question? I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
That's what
for
I'm doing.
No, you
yeah,
are.
It was a long question, but it was a question.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. The question, what is specifically the question? Because I don't know what the question is, and it's referred to Teresa and to Bill. And to Dwayne.
May I explain?
Yes, please.
He don't need to talk any further. Did Teresa get the question?
Well, excuse me, I do, and I have the floor, Dwayne. I want to know if there's any progress being made to this, and I need, in order to understand what this is, that's why I had to explain that. Any progress being made towards paying payments to our critical service providers and coming up with a plan on how to pay the interest and also the principal on $3.25 million loan?
I understood
just
that.
Remember,
so
our building is at stake.
Okay.
In the first place.
Teresa and Dwayne, do you want to answer? Thank you.
Teresa first. She's the treasurer.
Teresa, do you want to answer?
Yes. At the last National Finance Committee meeting, I asked if the National Strategic Planning Committee had any plans for addressing this, and Mr. Lark told me that it was not appropriate to ask that question. So I don't know. I don't know.
So that's your answer.
I don't know what the national board plan is to address that, because the finance.
Okay.
Let me finish. Hey, let me say something. The finance committee. If the finance committee is not the one that come up with the plan, to me, the strategic planning committee is the one that does that.
Teresa, please, please.
That's my answer.
If you have an answer to Bill's question, no more. You have.
I did. That was my answer.
If you don't, no, you are telling me that you don't have what I said, that you don't know, and you have different committees. Can we let Dwayne Lark answer?
Yes.
We have an answer for Bill.
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of order, Ms. Chair.
Yes.
Well, I believe I have.
This is Richard. This is Richard. I want to call a point of order.
Can you explain your point of order? Thank you.
Well, you need to quit talking so I can talk.
Yes, it's the same thing that you should do.
You're doing,
and
you're doing it again.
I give you the floor.
Mr. Youssef,
you cannot start your point of order attacking
right.
The
chair. Okay, let's go.
Thank
do
you.
It.
I give you the floor. Please
thank
state
you. Let's do
your
it.
Point of order. Thank you.
Thank you. My point of order is it's out of order for you to talk through people's answers and people's questions.
Can you tell me which? I'm sorry, Richard. You are a member of Pacifica and supposedly Secretary Union. So can you tell me which is the rule that I broke? Because you are secretary, you interrupt me and everybody else in our
meeting.
I mean, my question is, what is the rule? Point of order is a rule that was broken. Can you explain it to me?
People cannot answer and answer questions if you keep interrupting. I'm going to let them not answer their questions.
Like I said, Richard, if I send
and talked out of place at any time in my life, that's not doesn't have anything to do with you interrupting people trying to give their answer and people trying to give their questions.
Madam Chair, could you rule on his point of order, please?
Okay. I rule, obviously, out of order your point of order. Richard, thank you.
You're not welcome.
Dwayne Lark,
thank you, ma'am. I think it's very, very showing when an individual answers a question by throwing a member in the grief about what I said at a meeting as opposed to saying I don't have an answer to the question. But that's one of those examples we just like to hear each other, let's hear ourselves talk. But here's the answer. It was not appropriate for the question to be asked at the time it was asked. And I stated to the member that upon Monday, we would have a strategic planning committee of which that issue is to be addressed. And I thought that was an appropriate answer. Obviously, she didn't. She had to throw it out tonight. We had the meeting last night, and this issue was discussed. And there is a forthcoming strategic plan document that is going to be required for the full report of the auditors by which we're finding the money to pay them to receive the report as we speak. And hopefully that document will be available in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I held the document up last night by motion because I didn't think it was complete or replete. I thought it was just a bunch of bullet items instructing the IED to do certain things, but not giving guidance and suggestions on how to get it done. So I believe more work needs to be done on the strategic plan. But yes, Bill, if you were so concerned about these finances, which you said over and over and over, why did you put us at risk of spending over $100,000 for this election we just had, which we could have spent? On
point of order. Madam
point
Chair,
of, point of order.
Order.
Now you're personalizing it, Dwayne.
I'm sorry.
This is false information.
This is what $3,000
is. Nobody
said no, it's not. It's an example of
nobody
spending extra $100,000 we didn't necessarily have to spend, and we don't have.
No, please, Mr. Lutz.
May I respond?
No, Bill.
May I respond to his false and malicious and...
Oh, malicious. Do you know what the word malicious means? You are malicious.
Nobody have the floor by me. Can everybody mute, please? Can everybody mute, please? Okay, thank you very much. We are talking about finance, KPSC finance. Please, if you have questions to the national members, ask your questions. Receive your answer and stop bringing issues that have nothing to do with our meeting. Please, thank you very much. Ted Weissman, you have the floor to ask your question.
My question is, will the members of the committee, I presume that is Dwayne Lark and Teresa Allen, will you please give us a summary of the national finance report, not KPFT, but the national finance report, and can you send us the written report?
Madam Chair, we request clarity for the member's question as if he's assuming that there was a national finance report from the committee chair. Is that what he's assuming?
May I answer?
Ed?
My answer is we are at agenda item number 4, report from the National Finance Committee. I am looking for a National Finance Committee report.
Alan, for the
go ahead, Alan.
I do not have a written report for you if that's what you're asking for. I cannot give you the spreadsheet from the National Finance Committee that covers all of the stations. I can only send you for this month the spreadsheet for KPFT. And I can send you the spreadsheet from the previous month if you like, because it supposedly everything has been approved and corrected. Is that
can
okay?
I say something?
Oh, thank you. Do you have an answer?
Yes, ma'am. I believe what the member is asking for, and I'd like for the member to be aware that we had one meeting of which I have not been a part of the National Finance Committee for the last 2 years. We had one meeting that lasted 1 hour. So as far as me knowing what the condition of our national finances are, I cannot glean that from a meeting for which it was not at length discussed and there were some items issued to us. And I would have to ask guidance as to whether or not I have the levity or is it within my responsibility and is it in my privilege to release those documents that are given to the National Finance Committee, as you very well know. Am I too loud? The National Finance Committee deals with certain items that is not to be published and is not necessarily, it's called proprietary information. So for your sake, for the next meeting we have, I will ask for guidance from IID as well as any other entity. But I'm going to speak to your question from a national officer standpoint. knowing that this is information I can release. And that information is that we, as NEDA has published, we're close to $250,000 in the hole in terms of our operating budget. What I gleaned from the last NFC meeting last week was, as Teresa was pointing out to Judon Boney, that she wanted him to negotiate, just to give an example how well managed, and Markeisha takes a lot of this responsibility, since a lot of his credit, since she has been the most constant employee at KPFT for the last several years, given how many IGMs we've had. But to make the point about the AT&T contract and the amount of money we spend on telephone, we spend the least amount on telephone systems and equipment and expenditures and all five of the stations by 20 to 30%. So we're in a marvelous position. And I don't believe there's any way that Judon can get it negotiated down. Those numbers look so well. And when you look at our personnel costs, so from a national standpoint, we're in a bad situation. But because of this coronavirus, we're going to be able to somewhat help dig ourselves out of a hole, because our ABLES IED has filed for some of their stimulus money. Not only that, she's filed for, California has specific stimulus state plans that she's also applied for. This hopefully will allow employees to be stabilized, to stay on the payroll as the stimulus package require you to keep them on the payroll for the next 2 to 3 months. Not only that, but that the loan itself has built-in payments. So many of you who allow folks to throw that out like it's going to go in default, in fact, it was in default first time we made a payment, but it's built-in payments for the next several months. We'll need to renegotiate, or we'll need to refinance that loan sometime in the next 6 to 9 months. But the overall picture for our national finances, as you could very well know, is reflected throughout the network, where KPFT, when I first came on the board, was had a $1.4 million budget. It now hovers around $800,000 to $900,000. And the foundation's finances have reduced, and the membership has reduced incrementally as well. But again, I give Markeisha credit for the fact that KPFT, along with one other station, is the only station that's been consistent with its national commitment in helping pay the national bill. The other three stations haven't paid any amounts that they're close to being to have responsibility for paying. So give her some kudos and give her a clap on hands that we can puff out our chest here in Houston to say that we've done our responsibility of keeping our commitment to sending the national assessment to the National Foundation. In addition to the fact that I've argued, and I'm at the table for KPFT to receive a stipend of their stimulus money, because we've been such good brothers and sisters that we've done our job and the others haven't. So when this money is released, I pointed out how our building is in such bad repair, specifically the electrical wiring that we need and some other things, notwithstanding the fact that our employees have not received any pay raises. Our employees have gone down from 30 or 40 when I first got on this local board to now less than 6, I believe 2 full-time and 3 or 4 part-time. So I'm arguing very strongly that while other stations are giving their employees 3% increase and other things, that I'm arguing very strongly that KPFT, although it's been a silent partner, it isn't one that is a squeaky wheel, but I'm going to make sure that when the stimulus money come in, that some things be made up that KPFT has sacrificed to give to the national office to make its commitment.
Alan for the stack.
Thank you, Duane.
Patel Adams for the stack. I have questions.
Wait a second, please. Please. We are already half an hour for the end of our meeting. I understand that everybody has a lot of things to say and a lot of questions to ask. I will ask. I know that we didn't do it before and we didn't put it in the agenda, but I will ask if we can refrain our answer or limit our answer, the question to 30 seconds and the answer to 90 seconds. Because if not, we cannot complete the agenda. Please.
Okay.
Thank you. The next one, somebody else for the floor? Vinicia,
Alan for the staff.
Vinicia Patel. Lyndon Foley was on the stack after Peg.
I know.
Thank
I
you, Nancy.
Sorry. I have next Lyndon, Marquisha, and Vinicia Patel Adams.
Alan okay, for the stack.
And Bill again, because my questions weren't answered.
Okay. Teresa and Bill, you already need to wait till all the others finish. Please, Lyndon, you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Dwayne, you say we made our payment out of for the interest on the loan, which is we had a payment due for the interest on March 31st, I think. And so I'd like to confirm that payment was made. And then we have, I know in the loan they had a built-in amount that was going to pay some of the interest. Was it enough built-in to pay for the June and September and December of 2020 interest payments also? That's my question.
Well, Lyndon, absolutely. These folk were not dumb the way they negotiated this loan. They negotiated a very tight protection for themselves. So the loan is actually inside of the loan, the mechanism that they are being paid. Yes.
Okay. Next, I have Marquisha. Thank you.
I was muted.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to know the report that Teresa had. I would like to get a copy of it because I've requested a report from NEDA and have not received it. And I want to know what the status is of the loan for Pacifica, is the PPP loan. Does anybody know that from the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee?
Teresa, you want to answer?
The PPP
point of information or point of
well, I guess I'd like I because Dwayne is director, I'd like to hear the answer to that.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Actually, I'm able to answer this as a result of being on the management team as the vice chair. I don't think I would have the direct answer I have if I was just a member of the Finance Committee, although the IED did give us a report. She wasn't able to give it at length. But here's the deal. We, because of the hard work and being on top of this, our IED, Lydia Zong, filed very early. So that means we got an early queue number. And they went by what time and what date individuals filed. So the problem was, as you know, if you pay any attention to news, they ran out of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we later found out here in the last 48 hours that there were companies who got more than what the law allowed them to get, some up to $20 million because they were able to play this game of franchises filing individually instead of the corporation. So to make a long story short, as the chair asked me to do, I think we're in a very good position because, number one, our loans are being handled through B of A, which has a direct connect, like a homeboy relationship with Treasury. So I advise the IED not to get people too excited within a 2 or 3 week time frame, and I've proven to be right. I do believe we are going to get funded. It's just a matter of this new money being let probably sometime next week, and we're probably in the queue. And so I would say we don't know when, but we do know how. We have filed for $2 million. Much of that money is going to be payroll and expenses. You can't use it largely for anything outside of what you show that you spend money on and how you spend the money on. So I expect within the next month the money will be released. And in addition to the fact that unlike Texas, red state, California has a special state program similar to the stimulus package of which she's filed for that will allow us to have additional funds. So I hope that answers your question, but I just thank God for when we did hire Lydia, and how fast and how adept she's been at handling these matters, including a $400,000 arrears we had with one of our stations in back taxes.
Thank you, Dwayne. I will ask, please, the members, to mute when they are not speaking. Do it just for respect to all of us. I don't want to start calling names. Please, please mute. Finicia, you have the floor to ask your question.
I didn't quite hear you clearly, Dwayne, earlier. It's just a yes or no question. You were talking about, you know, people getting raises and stuff. I was wondering, I'm hoping that whenever we do have the money or when this is over, hopefully during, we can give some kind of bonus or raise to the two people who have been keeping the station afloat. So that was just a yes or no question. I wasn't sure if that's what you, if you meant yes to give them a bonus or a raise or no.
Well, it's really not a yes or no question. If you're asking me if I support giving them a raise, yes. But when you continue to have fund drives that are not making its goal, there's no money to give.
Gotcha. Okay, I just hope that that can be something, you know, I mean, Bobby gets paid, like, not that much. I know it's more than minimum wage, but it's, like, really bullshit, and he's been there forever, and the two people keeping it afloat, that must be so hard. Anyway, sorry, I'm going off track. My second question is just pretty bluntly, do you think that the station or the foundation is even going to make it through this?
I do. I've heard the definition, the destruction, the diminution, this foundation going under for the last 20 years or so. We have a good cause with good people, in spite of what other people do to try to destroy it. Yes, it will be around for the next 10 years. That's my belief.
Alan, I respond also, or is it only Dwayne Lark?
Yes. No. Obviously, if you have an answer, go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, I was very impressed by the initiative of our IED to apply for the stimulus funds on the state and national level. I hope that on our local level that we check to see whether there is any stimulus funds. I know that Dwayne Lark just said that we don't have anything on the state level, but we should probably contact some sympathetic state legislators and see if there is anything that we can apply for, including perhaps anything through the United Way.
Well, certainly, Madam Chair, if you will, I would encourage the member.
I wasn't asking a question.
To own
I was just responding to the question.
Well, I'm suggesting that that's a great idea, and you should be the one to make this contact instead of suggesting someone else does.
I will certainly talk to the IGM about it.
No,
okay.
That's not what I'm saying. You, as a board member, you can do it yourself and not put more work on someone else.
Okay.
If you have the idea, own the idea.
Thank you.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please mute again. Mute your phones if you are not speaking. I will have a question, Teresa. How many other items do we have in the agenda? Can you tell me the next one?
Well, we are still on the report from the National Finance Committee. I hope we can move forward quickly. Let me finish. I'm getting to it. Number 5 is the report from KPFT Management on financial issues. Number 6 is budget priorities for the rest of fiscal 20 and 21. 7 is new business. 8 is confirm the next meeting. 9 is action items. 10 is adjourn.
Okay. I have I know that people maybe have more questions, but I mean, it's already, we have almost 5:40. We have 20 minutes. I will please ask if the members have specific questions that we are not answered, or you feel that we are not answered by the national members, please send an email, and we say that before, but we didn't receive it. If you want, you can copy all of us in your question, and the people that answer can answer to all of us. Thank you. I want just to go to the next point that is number 5, KPFC report, is Judon on the call?
Judon, are you muted?
I don't think he ever was on the call.
Okay, perfect.
No.
Markeisha, do you want to say something about this issue, or you prefer to that we wait till the general manager is in? We can go to some other things before.
I can take questions if you have something specific that you want.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, perfect. I have Teresa Allen. Who else wants to ask questions?
Okay. Dwayne,
Teresa. Teresa, I asked who else.
Marianne for the stack.
Bill
Closer. Okay. Teresa Allen. Who else?
And Marianne.
Marianne Martinez. Who else? Okay. Limit, please, your question to, like we said, to 30 seconds. And ask questions. Be, first of all, remember, and I ask, please, if this is an open meeting, do not mention names of employees, because this is not supposed to be talked in open meetings. Okay? And be respectful and ask a question that the business manager can answer. Teresa Allen, where is
okay.
your question?
Number one, Dwayne mentioned that our budget is now at about $800,000. I have not seen the budget. Is there any way that somebody can get me a copy of the budget? That's my first question.
Sure, I'll send that out.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Also, I would call to people's attention the minutes of February that were attached to our email.
Teresa, the questions are for Markeisha, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
In the February minutes, there were a number of things that that we were told we would have by today, and one of them was Judon Boney, we asked Judon Boney, can we ask Nita to provide our monthly statements? And Markeisha said yes. And then I asked, can we receive these without asking for them? And Markeisha said yes. So I'm wondering,
okay.
if, Markeisha, you can get those, I'm wondering if you can get those monthly statements for us.
I can. I asked for them in a timely manner, and I'm still waiting. That's why I ask that you send me the report that you have. Meta does not communicate very, as the way we would like. They really do not talk with the business manager or communicate. That's why I wanted to know what information were you saying that they asked for, because they do not communicate directly, nor do they really communicate when you ask. But I'm guessing that's because they haven't been paid, which I don't blame them. So, like I said, I couldn't send it because I didn't receive it from them yet.
Okay.
But I
did send you
what I prepared.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bill.
Good,
Teresa,
good. So let me just make one comment before
no,
I get
Teresa,
off.
Teresa, I'm sorry. It's 30-second question and 90-second answer. I allow you to ask two questions already. Can we move on? And the rest you can send it in writing, and I we don't need commentary. Okay. We need questions.
Point of information, then, Madam Chair. Can I not then ask people to just check the minutes of February 18th for
you can ask
that
all that you want. Yes.
Thank you.
But at this point,
Thank you.
You're welcome. At this point, please build your question for Markeisha.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to follow up on what Teresa was saying. When can we get the rest of the information that we were told, you know, we get some of it by last month and the rest of it by this month? And in particular, I'm really worried about the income statement. If you can't get it from Netta, can
get
you provide the equivalent information? Because I'm really worried. We can't afford another $144,000 deficit like we had, what was it, last year, I believe? And
email.
With
me.
Check my. What about my email?
Check it. The report that
okay.
I produced is there. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And is there a plan to get revenue up?
That I think is up to the board. So I'm all ears for that.
Thank you,
well,
Bill, and thank you, Marcia.
Judon doesn't have a plan.
Bill, please, 30 seconds.
We've had a plan in the last.
Thank you.
Where did this 30-second thing come from? We never agree on a 30-second limit on questions.
I'm sorry.
You let
come on, let's move on.
First of all, you don't
let's
have
move on.
Second of all, I said before, when we were all the back and forth, and I said we have 20 minutes, can we agree? Mm-hmm. And nobody disagrees. Please, Bill, try to continue. Marianne Martinez.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Marquisha,
yes,
I'm Marianne Martinez. The question that I have for you is, do you know what happened to the antenna from that we had in Galveston?
What do you mean? Why it's not on the air, or just where is it, period? I don't
know. Yeah, where is it, hon? Do you know where the actual antenna is?
At the station, in Bobby's office.
That's an IT question.
In Bobby's office?
Yes. So
okay.
What does that have to do with finance?
Wow.
Well, because we're losing a lot of money by not having that antenna up in Galveston.
No, we're not. And, the last time that we were actually on the air there, we were probably made $3,000 to $4,000 a year. It cost us well over $12,000 a year to maintain that tower. So if someone is willing to foot that bill.
Oh, is that why they took it down? Because it was costing too much?
They
sorry.
Took it down because it was on the former engineer's house. He sold the house. Well, he was going to sell it if we didn't start. First, he started letting us use it for free, the roof of his house or whatever. Then he decided that he didn't want to do that anymore, and he was going to charge us almost $1,000 a month for that. So you do the math. That's almost $12,000 a year. It's not really cost beneficial for us right now. So, and considering the state of our finances, it's not smart to spend money that we don't have.
Thank you
okay,
very
thank
much.
You.
Marquisha,
Dwayne to the stack.
Dwayne, do you have a question? Go ahead.
Yes, Marquisha. I noticed that, first off, let me thank you for work. It took me 10 years and to get to the national level to figure out just how well you have operated compared to some of the other five states. So, late coming, but congratulations. Second, I'm not sure the members are aware of the fact that we've had four or five managers, one of which had 18 months, one of which had 9 to 12 months, and another had 6 months, and this one's had 3 or 4. And I hear one of the members say he doesn't have a plan to increase money, which, you know, is kind of salacious, but you kind of expect that.
You will have
through the Strategic Planning Committee a suggestion, very strong suggestion coming down, that since the LSB don't have, which I've been arguing for years, they always come up with great ideas, they're always telling you and others what to do, a fundraising committee will be established so that the LSB members will be responsible for creating some of this money that they're asking for the staff to create. Were you aware of that?
Okay. Dwayne, sorry, do you have a question for Marquisha?
I just asked her, was she aware of that?
Okay, Marquisha.
I'm sorry, Dwayne, aware of what? That there was going to be a fundraising committee?
The new strategic plan committee plan will include fundraising, asking LSBs to specifically create fundraising committees so we can take some of the questions off of y'all who's supposed to come up with new money. And LSBs
okay.
now
I was not.
Been.
Okay. I was not aware
thank
of that.
You.
No.
Thank
it's
you, Dwayne.
Down.
Thank you, Marquisha. Is anybody else has got questions for Marquisha? Any questions related to Marquisha and Marquisha can answer? Does anybody have questions? Nancy, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Markeisha, to your best of your ability and seeing the future, how long will we have enough money in the bank to cover and be operating?
Right now, in my crystal ball, we can get through the end of May. We're having an impromptu live Facebook Live concert on this Thursday that we hope brings in a lot of money, as well as we've been talking about how to do our fund drive in May remote without people being in the station but doing live pitching. The station in Berkeley did a one-day drive to test that out last week, and they made almost $60,000 in one day. So we're trying to figure out a way to make that happen so that we can extend on past May. And that's why I asked the question about the PPP money. How close were we to getting something on that?
It should be in before May.
Okay.
What?
Richard?
Okay,
Richard.
I have another question.
Oh,
no,
Markeisha?
I better not.
No,
sure.
That's okay. No, I won't. Richard,
you have the floor.
Markeisha, thanks for being here today. I want to know if you realize how much we appreciate what you do.
Hmm? Yes.
Thank you for that, Richard. Thank you. No, it goes.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else have a question for Markeisha?
Okay. Alan, for the stack.
Yes, wait a second, Teresa. You were the first one in the question. I think that we need to move on. You ask your questions. I know that we are 10 minutes to closing, and the first thing that if everybody agree, I want us agreeing the new meeting date, and then we can go to the next point. If everybody disagree with that, I know that it's not the next one, but we need to agree in the next meeting. Does anybody have any preferences?
This is Alan. I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar right now.
Uh-huh.
We have Tuesday the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th open. We have Monday the 18th and the 25th, and we have, I don't see the KPFT LSB meeting scheduled.
Yeah, they always forget it.
That'd be on the 13th. So maybe the 20th of May, which is a Wednesday.
Okay. Anybody have any preference for any of that?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, how about the day before the LSB meeting? It seems like 20th is like, if we have money only through the end of May, it seems like we should meet a little bit earlier than the 20th.
And Nancy, let me, you are talking about Tuesday, the 12th, May 12th?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Anybody have any problem with that?
National Finance Committee meets then, if that matters. Are we talking about meeting during the day?
It's not there.
The National Finance Committee. Well, it usually meets the second and fourth Tuesday evenings. But are we talking about meeting during the day again or an evening meeting?
No, I think that we have problems with people that cannot come at the right time. But, well, it's up to the committee. I prefer that it's not the same day that the National Finance Committee. But... you know.
Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm not sure that it could possibly make a difference that this finance committee doesn't meet, that we meet before the LSB, because we're not really a fundraising committee. I encourage anyone who has ideas about fundraising and would like to commit to fundraising to join us at the development committee meeting tomorrow. I would say either the 19th or the 20th of May, which is a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Okay. Tuesday the 19th and Wednesday the 20th. Does anybody have any preferences with any of those dates? And it's nothing in the national, it's not any national committees, right? The 19th sounds, is it Tuesday, you said?
The 19th is a Tuesday, yes.
Okay.
I have something
Madam
that
Chair, Madam Chair, we might want to schedule it when Markeisha can join us.
Okay, that's why. We need to know if Markeisha, do you see Markeisha that you can be Tuesday?
Tuesday the 19th, you said? That Tuesday's fine. What time?
Okay. It's okay. This time is fine, or you want it a little
this
later?
This time was fine. This time was fine.
Madam Chair, this is Bill. Could you hear me? I have
yes,
something else on the 19th, but the 20th is available. So do you want to ask about that?
Okay.
The original question was the 19th or 20th.
Hey, what?
I'm good for the 20th as well.
I'm sorry, Bill, did you offer Wednesday the 20th?
The 20th is okay. The original question was, could we meet on the 19th or 20th?
Yes.
And Markeisha said she can meet either time. And I have right now I have a conflict on the 19th.
You have a conflict? Anybody else have a conflict, prefer 19 or 20?
Ted prefers the 20th. I have a conflict every Tuesday night from 6 to 7.
Okay. Then we agree, if anybody does you have a we set it for Wednesday, May 20th.
What time?
4 to 6 p.m. is okay?
Works for me.
Is anybody having any problem with that?
Okay.
Okay. Then
Alan for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, is there something that we have an item on the agenda, it's called action items. Is there something that you would like the committee to do between now and that meeting?
No. The first thing that I want to see is because I want to be sure that we have a meeting day, okay, May 20th. Okay. The next point in our agenda was budget priorities. But it's up to the committee. Like Teresa said, maybe we want some action items. Somebody have ideas and want to ask action items before we vote for budget priorities, because I don't believe that we have enough information to go to budget priorities. Do anybody disagree with Teresa said, like going with action items? We have 5 minutes for that, Teresa. Okay. Go ahead, Teresa. You have anything special?
Well, I would like when Markeisha sends us the budget for everyone to review the budget and have it on the agenda so we can discuss the budget. And perhaps if she also sends us the budget that we had prior to that.
Yeah, the last one, 2018. Perfect.
Well, the last two budgets, so we can go from there.
Well, we'll have 17 and 19, probably. I'm sure of 18. I don't know about 19. I know that we didn't have one.
Is there anything that Markeisha would like us to do between now and our next meeting?
Anybody else? Markeisha? Or anybody
no.
else? No. Okay. Anybody else have anything to us?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I know this belongs to development, but this virtual concert that's happening Thursday, I am not hearing enough promotion about it. I'm hearing live promotions. I don't hear any PSAs, and I don't hear it during the middle of the night. So I may be missing them, but I think we have programmers here, and Sandy knows how to make a PSA and could send it. I'm sorry, I should not volunteer, Sandy, but I mean, I would think we would promote it more, and it's happening in a few days. That's all.
Can I speak to that, Nancy?
I would be happy to make a PSA if you want one.
I'm sorry?
I can make a PSA, but at this point it's a little late for that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
We're 2 days from the event.
Alan for the stack.
Okay, Alan.
I know this is a development issue, but one thing we could do to promote that fundraiser is everyone go to the KPFT Facebook page and like it and share it.
That
would help promote
it. That is a good idea, Teresa. Thank you.
Yeah, and sign up for it. Either say you're going or you're interested.
I'm
sorry? The bigger the number that is. I said when you go to that page for the event on Facebook, say that you're interested or you're going. The bigger those numbers appear, it gets momentum. If you tune into one of those events or take a look at one of those events and you see three people that are going as opposed to 3,000, you get a different mindset when you look at it. So the bigger the number, the better. So do the Donald Trump thing and inflate the number.
Thank you.
Chair, Markeisha was on the stack before Sandy, I think.
Markeisha?
Yeah, I was just going to speak to that, this all just kind of came together within the last week and a half, so we're kind of doing stuff as fast as we can to speak to that. That's why the PSA is running. This is a last-minute thing, and we're hoping it becomes a success. We have to thank Susan and Rourke. Susan mostly, I guess, because she reached out to all of the artists and got all that set up. But we are really doing the best that we can to get it promoted. So,
Alan for the stack.
Alan, go ahead.
I sent an email to my Millbend Coffee House email list, which is about 1,500 people. I would encourage people, if you have an email list to your friends, especially those who like music, to cut and paste however you need to and send it to everybody.
Okay. Perfect. I have a request. I would ask everybody to send me at least, I don't ask for 10 days, but at least a week before our next meeting. If you are interested in putting something on the agenda, please send it to me. And I will ask, please, to have the minutes ready for the meeting in March, because we need to start approving the minutes. We have approved only the February one. Who's making those minutes?
The minutes from the March meeting are attached to the notice that I sent out. It starts with the word correction, because the first time I attached it was incomplete, so I resent it.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Then we will put it by the next, the 20th, I'm sorry. I really appreciate all of you coming here, and really I hope that, we can work together. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.